From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Got room for another messaging app? Try Google's. A review of Google Allo coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting in New York. So obviously, none of us talk to each other anymore. That's what we have messaging apps for. Well, Google is hoping you have room for one more, or at least are willing to try out its latest foray into this turf, Google Allo. Can it measure up to a competitive growing space of messaging apps? Let's find out. Joining us now is friend of the podcast, WSJD's Nathan Olivares-Giles. Hey, Nathan.
Hey.
So a lot of us are used to our Facebook Messenger. Those of us on Apple use iMessage. There are a lot of apps out there. Is Allo similar to these in general?
So it's going to look and feel very, very similar, but you're also going to see stickers, and kind of, you know, vibrant ways to send images to friends, to express yourself. You can also make text really, really big or really, really small to get your point across, which is something you can do in iMessage as well. But there are a few differences that you really need to know about.
Okay, so what are some of those that we should watch out for?
Well, the first thing is what Google calls the Google Assistant. And basically, this is a version of their artificial intelligence that you can carry on a text conversation with. So you can ask it things like, what's the weather going to be like today? You can, you know, ask it to find your movie times nearby to help you find, you know, an Italian restaurant or a Thai restaurant or an Indian restaurant nearby. All sorts of stuff, sports scores, help you solve math problems or tell you funny jokes and riddles, and even play some simple emoji-based games. Like there's one where it'll show you some emojis that are a movie title, and then you guess what the movie title is. So it's a great way to waste time, and it's kind of entertaining, and it can be a little helpful, but it's not always very, very smart.
And like virtual assistants these days, and like a lot of technology these days, I'm guessing there's machine learning at work, and the more you use it, the better it gets.
Yeah, that's the idea. What Google says is the more you use it, the more it will learn basically what sort of things you look for and even how you talk. This app can also make suggestions on what you might want to respond to friends with as they send you messages. And it will eventually learn your commonly used phrases. And as, you know, what Google hopes will be millions, if not more, people start using the app, then they say it will help its AI improve and be smarter and grow more capable over time. Now, there's one thing that it can't do right now that I really wish it could, and that's interact with third-party apps.
Mm.
So it can find you the restaurant, but it can't book you the reservation. And on the iMessage side, there are actually apps that are built into iMessage now that can actually book your reservation through OpenTable. You're not using the AI, you're not using Siri on Apple's end, but it's a lot more useful to use these iMessage apps than to talk to Google's assistant so far in Allo.
One thing that's becoming more and more important is integration. And one thing about Apple is that they seem to have gotten it right as of late. They set a high bar, especially with their latest iOS. Does Google measure up in this area with this app?
Not at all. iMessage is available on your phones, but if you have a Mac computer, it's also there. It's on your iPad. It really makes it useful in lots of different places. And it offers what's called a full end-to-end encryption, which means that Apple itself can't see the content of your conversations, whether they're in transit from one device to another, or when it's on their servers. And they've been able to have all these security features intact and to be available on all these different devices while still doing things like integrating with other apps and really being useful that way. I mean, there are apps in the new version of iMessage that work with OpenTable and Fandango and allow you to buy concert tickets and tickets to sporting events and all that sort of thing. Allo is only available on phones so far. There's no desktop component. And by default, Allo only encrypts your messages in transit. What Google is doing is they're actually storing a log of your conversations that you have in Allo on their servers so that they can analyze your conversations and then make those suggestions as to what you might want to respond to next and things like that. And it also helps power their AI. So there's definitely a privacy trade-off there, and it's one that's pretty common for Google. There is an incognito mode inside of Allo where it does offer full end-to-end encryption so that no one can see the contents of your conversation, whether that's Google or anybody else. But that's something you have to opt into, and when you do, you can't use the Google Assistant, and it will no longer make suggestions as to what you should respond with. So it really limits things. And again, the Google Assistant so far can't work with any third-party apps. And in fact, it doesn't even work with Google's own apps. I'll give you an example. I asked it to find me pictures of a cute pet to send my friend. I tapped on the suggestions it gave me inside the app, and then it kicked me out into the browser. And then I had to save the image from Google Image Search results, go back into the app, open up my camera roll, and then send the image to my friend. It took a ton of steps.
Yeah.
And really, you know, that's Google's own image search. It really should have just been able to give me the photo, and I should have been able to tap on it and send it to my buddy real quick. But, you know, they say those things are coming and that'll get better over time. But at launch, you know, there's a lot of work that needs to be done.
Very good. We're going to pause for just a moment. Coming up, the final word on the Google Allo.
Enjoy our podcasts? Then listen in your car. Before you start down the road, just sync your smartphone using Bluetooth or plug into the USB port. Got Apple CarPlay? Just tap on the podcast app and search for WSJ. The next time you're getting behind the wheel, take us along and enjoy the ride. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously. WSJ Podcasts, now available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app.
And we're back with WSJD's assistant news editor, Nathan Olivares-Giles. So ultimately, there are pros, there are cons. What's the clincher here? Why would someone opt for this messaging app, Google Allo, over the others when there are so many?
I think what this is going to come down to is whether or not your friends are using it too. The fact of the matter is that most of us have multiple messaging apps on our phones today and are using multiples, right? If you have an iPhone, you're using iMessage, and you're probably using Facebook Messenger too, and you're probably using WhatsApp. Me personally, I'm using all of those plus Google Hangouts, which is their old chat app that they are trying to shift over to an enterprise focus and move all the regular consumer folks like you and I over to Allo. Now, I think there's also a real genuine curiosity aspect here. If you love technology and you're interested in the future of things, artificial intelligence is going to be huge. It already is, and it's really just going to grow from here. So I just think this is a fascinating example of how Google thinks you might want to interact with its AI. And honestly, I think it's worth downloading and giving a shot just to kind of test it out and see how smart Google's AI is and whether or not it works in your life. As long as you're aware of, you know, what those privacy trade-offs are, and you're making a coherent decision on trying it out, I think it's worth trying out. But it's going to be really difficult to convince all of your friends to take on yet another app or even give something else up until this AI gets a lot smarter. So it's kind of a little bit of a chicken and egg scenario here.
Very good. We'll leave it at that. Nathan Olivares-Giles, thank you as always for joining the podcast.
Yeah, always a pleasure.
Once again, we've been speaking to Nathan Olivares-Giles. He covers all things tech for WSJD. You can check out more of his article and video at WSJD.com. That'll wrap up the tech news briefing for now. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.